Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Shout out to DJ Jerome, who just had a show subbing in for Jordan. So we've got some great music tonight, midnight. First up, we've got Sophia by Claro. So please enjoy this one. You just heard Sophia by Claro, first song to bring us into our show tonight. Looks like we've got a caller right now, so...
I wonder who it is.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and answer that. Hello, caller, who might this be?
Hey, Sammy K, it's Lucas.
It's Lucas
hey,
again, Lucas. Number one fan.
Hey, it's yeah. Armand there. Hey, Armand, how's it going?
It's been going good. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice too. How's the weekend been?
Weekend's been good.
Yeah, weekend's been good. We've been chilling, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
What have you been up to?
Not much. You know, big win on Saturday for Arsenal, so that was good. But
yeah, that's
good
fair.
Good weekend. Yeah.
So you're an Arsenal fan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course. How could, you know?
So are you winger in or winger out right now?
Oh, well. I mean, you know, that question came up a while ago, but I would say Wenger out because I'm liking what Arteta's doing.
Oh, that's fair.
Good.
That's fair.
Yeah. I've got another question to ask about music, if that's okay.
That's always loved.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So, this question I sort of came up with, and I've got my answer in my head as well. What's your least favorite song of all time?
Huh.
Least favorite song?
Yeah, that's a hard question, actually, because there's so many good ones to choose from.
Wow.
Anything by Pitbull.
Yeah. Pitbull?
Yeah. That guy was horrible.
No, Pitbull's good, though. Mr. Worldwide. How can
Actually, no. Pitbull has his endearing qualities at 3 a.m.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that Lil Dicky song.
Which one?
The one where he's like, that Freaky Friday. That one's horrible.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah, that's like my least favorite song.
Well, then.
Yeah, it's like with Chris Brown, and they go and like change bodies. You've heard that song, right?
I think so.
It's just like, it's like.
Yeah, I think my least favorite song is Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
What are you saying?
Really?
What are you saying? No. What blasphemy are you speaking in this sacred radio class, bro?
Everyone loved that in fifth grade. I just didn't vibe with it. There was something off about it, but yeah. That's my least favorite.
Really?
Send your own path in fifth and sixth grade.
Wow, you were a rebel even then.
Yeah.
You know what they say about rebels? They're bad boys.
I think mine would have to be Fireflies.
Fireflies?
Yeah. I just can't for the love of
it. I am shocked right now. It's such a good song.
Really?
Yeah, I like Fireflies.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I liked it until I made it my morning alarm, and then it sucked.
Yeah, because you gotta think about it every day.
Yeah. That was foolish of me.
Yeah, like I did the Soviet national anthem as the morning alarm. Now I'm Team USA, baby.
That's good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my song. I don't know. That's my take.
That's good. Good take.
Yeah.
Good take.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much again for letting me call in.
Always welcome.
Yes.
It's the highlight of the show.
Oh, you guys make my day. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
I'll see you around. Bye.
See ya. All right.
Shout out to Lucas. Great
guy. Shout out to Lucas.
And if you want to call, please hit me up. Please hit up the number. What's the number?
I don't have it. It's on the website. But yeah. All right. So, yeah. Good question from Lucas. Good things to ponder about. Favorite song.
If you guys have a least favorite song, free feel to call in.
No, you don't have to call in, but just, you know, think about it, you know. All right. So next up we've got Best Interest by Tyler, the Creator.
Dollar.
Yeah, so I will play this song, and then we've got another song after that, so we'll talk about both of those songs after. So.
Okay.
All right. Best Interest. There's no need to worry. It's just a couple things. If it's you and another, there's no need to worry. Cause I can sleep between. I'm a third wheeler. I'm a side better. I'm a homewrecker. Give it up. I'm a third wheeler. I'm a side better. I'm a homewrecker. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Your best interest. I'll keep you your best interest. I'll keep your best interest. I'll keep your best interest.
I was out here playing games. You was out here with a lane.
I can play the side, make the road easy, but not for too long.
I'm the side nigga. I gotta sneak around and hide with you. I wanna see you give me 5 minutes. Paparazzi probably got like 5 pictures. My shot, this is beatball. Nigga, the team you play for is seesaw. So I know that it's fake when I see y'all. Don't wanna fuck what you got up. I will never blow your spot up. I know my place, I'm the landlord. I carry the weight to my hand, so we can't keep doing this.
I'll keep it the best and just
just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone. Put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro Jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pooh he a fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the west coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-rolls. Dark hair bitch and she look like she go.
She do.
Hometown hero, feeling myself, can't murder my ego. She heard of my deep stroke. She said, babe, does it hurt when I deep throw?
It does.
Certified freak hoe, hang around dust and she learning my lingo. Back then, wasn't worried about me though. In the gym, trying to work on my free throw.
Goddamn.
Spending money at the club like Sam's. Yes, ma'am. She a little freak on cam, but she don't put this on the ground. Little boys tryna diss on the ground. Hey, I can't switch on the fan. Shit's hot, hit the switch on the fan. This where my head is. I feel resentment from every direction. Even some homies be wearing expressions. I be discouraged from sharing my blessings. We used to share a connection. Now it just feels like it's wearing and stretching. I'm getting real sick of taking advice from people that never could stare at reflections. Somewhere in there is a lesson. Y'all ain't evolving, it's very depressing. I'm at the club with the basketball team. Me and the Cardinals are sharing a section. Gotta cherish the present. I'm drinking water and wearing protection. Got a career and I'm very invested. Some people call it a scary obsession. I like to call it a passion. I can't be sitting relaxing. PG, we getting some traction. I'm at the venue, it's packed in. I'm digging her accent. I got a BB Simon belt on me and she trying to get it unfastened. That's my type of distraction. That's my type of she Latin. Got my own flow and I'm about to get a patent. Brand new sheets for the bed they satin. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then. My swag, they keep jacking. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing, I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
All right, Best Interest by Tyler, the Creator, followed by What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow, hailing from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's such a strange place to hear rap from. And yeah, and like, you always think of it as on the it's a coastal thing, but now it's gone.
Rap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gone into Louisville, Kentucky.
I mean, yeah, I mean, just to think like.
Shout out to the Cardinals?
Yeah.
That's their sports team, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, sounds about right. So Best Interest. What are your thoughts on that song? So
I like it. It makes sense that who is like on the B cuts for Ego. It's good.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, this song was not on Igor, but
his last album.
Yeah, his latest album, but he posted on YouTube a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and then he put it on
Spotify. Like last week, right?
Last week, maybe a couple weeks ago. I mean, I really like it.
Yeah.
But it makes sense why, like, Igor was a very stellar album. Like,
yeah.
There were no songs on there that I didn't like. And
I like the song. I mean, like, it probably just was not finished that well. That's why you couldn't put it on the album, right?
That's true. Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, and it could fit somewhere, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt like it was balanced very well, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a very good single, but. Not good enough to make it. That just says how good that album was. Like, this didn't make the cut, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, What's Poppin'? Yeah.
Brand new whip just hopped in.
Yeah, so that song... Actually, I think it was on Rap Caviar, which is...
No. Who pointed out that song to you?
Who recommended it to me?
Yeah. I really want to know.
Man, actually, I think it was you who recommended it to me.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't give Rap Caviar this credit.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, I just saw it on there, and I think that Rap Caviar is a place that a lot of people find music because, I mean, like, Rap Caviar, like it's got millions of followers. That's probably where a lot of people find their rap music, especially Spotify listeners. And just to think, like, that's how our music discovery has changed with these streaming platforms.
Yeah.
It's just so much easier to find music. And, like, especially with the autoplay afterwards and, like, all these playlists that are curated by people that work at Spotify. It's kind of, like... I mean, it's kind of scary. Like, they could be shaping our music taste, but, like...
Yeah, like how they pushed Drake into, like, every single genre possible when his last album came out. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, more in general, just the platform and just how, you know, how we discover new music.
Yeah.
Because that song was number two on Rap Caviar.
Like. I think this makes it more democratic. It's not. It's less people pick because there's so many playlists and you can hear it through word of mouth and SoundCloud and
yeah
stuff like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
And like before, I was just like you only had the radio and that was about it. Really, you had radio music videos and
yeah.
That
was it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad. I mean, the music industry has, it's always evolving. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, like I think Jack Harlow is an independent artist.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so like before the song came out, so I think a lot of these artists get more, it's more democratic for independent artists, like Sophie, for example, the song that we heard earlier, right?
Sophia, it's Clara.
So I got confused by the names.
Yeah.
Apparently, like she's an industry blonde. I did not know that.
Oh, I was actually reading about that because she, like, I saw on her Wikipedia about her. She was inspired by Brockhampton and their do-it-yourself like thing. But I mean, she has like apparently her. She has family members in the music industry and she's not really a DIY person.
Exactly.
I mean, her music is great.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not saying the music, I'm just saying that you would see more of people like her rather than like Jack Harlow if because of this way it's made. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's both because like it's easier to push it. You just put it on top on the charts of your Spotify and someone's going to listen to it and like it.
Yeah.
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 Like, yeah, being a plant is easy, but then being a good plant is hard because you still have to make good music.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, something to think about as we
ponder and question.
Yeah.
And you guys can also think.
Yeah, you can think.
Chill.
Yeah.
Use your questions.
Yeah, so we'll move on to the next music, next songs. So next up, we've got like a really good dance song. I shared it with you. Do enjoy this one.
What's it called?
It's called Roses.
Oh yes.
Iman Beck remix.
Yep.
By Saint John. So we'll see. We'll see. Good song. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. forever. Just you in the grotto with nothing but your nights on. Keep the fucking lights on. Same again tomorrow. We don't need no bottle. Purple color lip gloss. Room at the saguaro. Ain't nowhere I would rather be. Right between your holidays. Coffee on the Flintstone. Jewelry on the ottoman. Baby, let me in. You're way too adamant about it. Love the way you shiver. Dig into my shoulder blades. Feel it when you quiver. Higher level, elevate. You could be the renegade. Body to a glide. Harrison and Juliet. Legends never die. The TV hasn't worked in ages. Probably got a shorter cable. Way too busy fucking on the sofa or the kitchen table. Is my vision hazy? You look like you're someone famous. Cause you're the next Drew Barry. I want more, yeah. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. Cause you're the next Drew Barry, yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for, yeah. Cause you're something like the summer. Kinda like a hurricane. Sweeping through the desert. Hot Americana rain. Falling wearing nothing but my Lauryn Hill shirt. It's kinda baggy on you, baby, but it worked. The AC hasn't worked in ages. I could probably read the label. Way too busy fucking on the counter or the coffee table. Am I hallucinating? Why do you look hella famous? Cause you're the next Drew Barry. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. Cause you're the next Drew Barry, yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. I wanna make every single moment for you great. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time.
Roses, Iman Beck remix by St. John, followed by Drew Barrymore by Bryce Vine. Yeah. So yeah, the first song shared to, with me by Leanne, of course, on our playlist.
Shout out to Leanne.
Yeah, shout out to Leanne. So yeah, actually I've got another song. Actually, she's been influencing my music taste a lot lately, but that's good because all the music is great. Like, I love it. So thanks, Leanne, if you're listening.
Hey, there can only be one guy who can influence your music. It's me.
Well, I mean, I thought about this before. Like, who are my biggest music influencers? And
yeah.
I have a list in my head. Who, I guess I'll share
list?
It.
Yeah, what's the list?
So
yeah.
I've got, not in any particular order. So I've got Leanne. I've got you.
Oh, nice. I'm on the list.
I've got Michael.
Michael Friedman.
Yeah,
shout
Michael.
Out to his radio show.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 12 to 1.
Yeah, Michael. We've got, who else? My sister, Julia. Uh-huh. Definitely a big influence. My friend, Ben, from home.
Yeah,
he has a big influence on my my rap listening. Yeah, I mean, all these different angles, all these different people coming in from different music perspective. It's kind of cool, like, just to see like how I'm a mix of that and like what else I discover on my own. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting to think about. Like, a lot of the music I probably have in my library is things that people have shared with me or I've heard them listen to and decided to listen to. So
that is fair.
It's yeah. It's crazy, you know?
Yeah, I don't have that many influences.
Really?
Yeah, I probably have, like, you, my friend from high school, and, like, whatever was playing in my boarding house in the background, like, whoever was the guy in charge of the aux, that guy, and probably, like, my cousin, and that's about it, really.
Really?
Yeah.
You do most of your music discovery on your own?
Research, like, online and shit. Oh, online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like check out Reddit.
Reddit, YouTube. Yeah. I see.
Yeah, but not really from other people. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone has their ways of getting new music because, you know, there's a constant flow of music that I add because, I mean, like I'm trying to think around this time last year, I probably had, I mean, like, so what I do is when I make a playlist for music to listen to, I have, or new music that I add, I have a spring playlist. Yeah. And then a spring semester playlist, a fall semester playlist, and then a summer. So I usually do 3 a year. Uh-huh. So they've got on average 100 songs each. So discover I add 300 new songs.
Wow. A year. I don't have a system. I just like them.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's just cuz my sun sign is a Virgo sign as a detail-oriented organized person. Yeah, so I mean, I got to be organized. Like, I've got folders on my Spotify. So, very particular.
So, I'm an Aries, so that's why I like...
You're an Aries.
That's why, on calls, I like to instigate people.
You do like to instigate. Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a discussion for another day, so astrology.
We know Sam's Saskar sign, it's a Virgo, so he's born in between September, I want to say.
No, it's August 23rd through September 20-something.
Yeah, exactly. It's September.
So, yeah, birthday August 25th. So, yeah. I may be close to the cusp with the Leo, but I am full-blown Virgo right now, you know? I mean, as always, I'm full-blown Virgo, you know? That's who I am. That's who I'll always be. Virgo. Star sign. All right. Next up, we've got... Nana by Polo and Pan. This song I heard in the radio station. Actually, when I was doing training hour, or no, not training, vinyl catalog, and I heard someone play it. So yeah, do enjoy this one. It's fun. Thank you. All right. You just heard Nana by Polo and Pan, followed by Elephant by Tame Impala from his album, from their album, Lonerism.
Are they a band? Oh, yeah, we've discussed
this. Discussed this before on the show, but...
I think now they're a person, they used to be a band, right?
Yeah, that's what Michael shared with us when we had him on. And yeah,
you should come more often. Why didn't you come more often?
I don't know. I think he was busy tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he should definitely come out more often to the radio show. So that first one, like I said earlier, I heard when I was doing vinyl cataloging. I forget the show specifically, but because I wanted to give him a shout out. But good song. So yeah. See, that's another way I discover music, from the radio show at WMFO.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then Elephant by Tame Impala. I mean, honestly, I haven't listened to this album all the way through before, but...
It's a good album.
I really like Elephant. It's just got, like, really good vibes. Good, like, strong rock, but still, like, pretty... It's still pretty chill, like...
I think I like this one more than I like that other one. What's the other one called? I'm not a huge Tame Impala fan. I just... I
know, like, three or four. His biggest one?
Yeah, the one that...
The Less I Know, the Better?
Yeah, The Less I Know, the Better.
Oh. Yeah, I think I really like that one. That's probably... That's
I think they're both of... Like, I should get into him more. I've been sleeping on him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, like...
I mean, his new album, like, it's good, but...
Yeah.
Like, Currents is the one to... If you're going to listen through... Yeah. Listen through Currents.
Yeah, I've only heard, like, three or four songs of his, all from Currents, so...
Yeah. That's good, then. You got a good...
I got to get into him now.
You got a good sample of his music.
That's
taste,
someone I'm sleeping on, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's someone you're sleeping on, Sam?
Who's someone I'm sleeping on? Probably Lil Uzi.
Oh.
With his latest album.
Oh, it's a really good album.
Yeah, I mean... I listened through the beginning, but I never got a chance to listen all the way through.
Oh, I finished it on Friday.
I mean, I never listened to Love Is Rage 2. I never really got into it, but yeah. I'm definitely sleeping on him.
No, like, he's got these sleeper... Like, he's got these hits. Like, he's got, like, lots of mediocre, but then he has, like, one or two really good ones, you know?
Really?
That's how I felt about the album also. Like, the start was a lot better than the end.
Like, what, Baby Pluto? You like that one?
Baby Pluto. But actually, no, the middle was okay. The start and the end were good. The middle was okay.
Yeah. I mean, I liked...
I hope I'm not starting, like, a flame war, but
no, it's fine. I mean...
I'm entitled to
my So you like Baby Pluto and...
I like Baby Pluto, Lao Min, The Bad Boys, the one that was sampled from Backstreet Boys at the end, Foot Soul Shuffle, obviously.
I like P2. That was at the end.
Yeah,
That was like...
Is that the one that...
Exotour Life, no. P2, Part 2, basically.
Oh yeah, that one. Yes,
it sounded a lot like.
Yeah. That I like that one too. The one, but oh yeah, because I was listening to it, I thought I was listening to EXO Tour Life, and I just didn't pay attention.
Changed up.
Yeah.
During the course.
So then there was, and which one, the one that they sampled from the Backstreet Boys? I don't remember the name. I think it's the last one.
That Way.
That Way. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a single.
I want it that way, and he samples it. And I was like, oh, no way, he did it. And I was like, oh, that's a nice song.
Yeah.
Good album.
Yeah. Do you recommend it to the listeners?
I recommend taking like 5 or 6 songs that we just mentioned.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to the all 18 of the songs. Just listen to 6.
Yeah.
The 6 good ones. Enjoy. If you like those 6 ones, then definitely go further in. But if you don't, that's your opinion. But you'll definitely find something that you like.
Yeah.
They're like quite high life.
Yeah, there you go.
If you like 90s boy bands, emo rap, and... songs about Chinese food.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Lil Uzi is your guy.
And also about like cults.
Yeah.
I'll be...
Yeah.
Just cults, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we'll move on with the next song. This song is called Fantasia by Roy Blair. This song was the other one that Leanne shared with me. Yeah, without further ado, enjoy this one.
Yeah, let's sing.
You can see right through me. The changes that we feeling ain't so appealing. Ooh. Ever since I came to your place, I've been feeling no. You make me feel so competitive. All of my eyes for a moment. Look at myself in a daze. Living outside for the moment. Into my hair like bouquets.
Singing love. what they do right in front of you.
Fantasia by Roy Blair, followed by At the Door by The Strokes, from their
shout out to Michael for representing that song.
Yeah, shout out to Michael.
The shows are at what time? Wednesdays from 12 to 1.
Wednesdays from 12. Well, Wednesday night.
Wednesday midnight. Yes,
So Thursday mornings. So Fantasia, like I said, Leanne, share that with me. At the Door, this was a single that they released last month. It will be a part of their new album, The New Abnormal, which should come out. I don't remember the date. It's later this spring. Sometime this month or April, so be sure to check that out. I'm really excited for that. Strokes are always great to listen to, always great music. So we've got time for a couple more songs, but first I'm going to share a PSA. We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. All right, there you go. I guess I'll share some personal news about myself. Today I won the award for... the news award at the Daily for writing my first article. Just wanted to say I'm very proud of that.
Wow, Sam, congratulations.
Thank
really
you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
You couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Other news, I've been running a lot still. Really excited to go running tomorrow in 67 degree weather, especially with these later sunsets. It's going to be great. This is when life gets good. This is these later sunsets. When they keep getting later, it's great. Trust me, it's going to be good.
Summer's coming in 2 months.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Maybe even earlier with, no, just
with,
kidding.
With climate change.
Yeah. I mean, it's been spring for a month, basically. And we haven't had any snow since, like, substantial snow since December. So it's a little disappointing, but alas, that's how it is. What else? School's been going well. Spring break's coming up. I'm going to Michigan for the weekend, and then I'm going to Florida to visit my grandparents. So, and then I'm going home. So it should be a fun spring break. Really excited for that. Don't really know how coronavirus will pan out, but we'll see how that goes.
Did coronavirus enter some special place of yours?
Sorry?
Did coronavirus enter some special
place? Oh, yes.
Place,
did it did. There's one person in my town infected of, like, 6 people in the state of Pennsylvania. Literally one of those people lives in my town. So, yeah, hopefully I don't get it when I go back home. But I think I'll be fine. I wash my hands a lot.
Does coronavirus travel by sound waves?
I don't think so.
Oh, so then you guys are safe.
Yeah, you're fine. If I get coronavirus and do my show, yeah, just
I
kidding.
Won't be, but you guys would be safe.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Doesn't travel over air. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so we've got time for, like, 2 more songs. So we've got, first up, we've got You're the One by K. Trinata from his album 99%. So enjoy this one.
Maybe you're the one, you're the one.
All right, this has been Sammy K Superfund Tune Time. This is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thanks for tuning to my show. Next show will be 2 weeks from now. There will not be a show next week because I'll be away on spring break.
That's if vacation. You don't get coronavirus.
What?
That's if you don't get the coronavirus.
Yeah, if I don't. Maybe I'll still be here. Maybe I won't be flying on a plane.
Yeah, we don't know.
Who knows? The future, a lot of uncertainty in the future. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You're going to sign off for the song?
Yeah, so we've got one more song. We've got I Can See by Mac Miller from Circles. This should close us out and bring in the next show. So thanks again for listening. Hope you had a good time. Hope you enjoyed the music. Tune in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, see you then.
See you all later. Have a good night, everyone.
I can taste it. The men on the moon keep playing. Practical jokes, planted on mirrors and smoke that I fade away in. You be complaining, and I can't explain it, I guess. Nothing compared to the feeling of feeling amazing. Now I'm switching location, cause heaven too far when you live in the basement. I'm looking for balance, I'm in an oasis. Well, I need somebody to save me before I drive myself crazy. And I'll run on if life is but a dream. And so will we. Show me something, show me something, show me something. And I'll run on if life is but stop. Let me keep going until I cannot. Life is a fantasy until you wake up in shock. Hitting the ground, I'm hitting the ground. I fell from the top. You never expect to drop, so hold on. But that's just the way